Welcome to sheerenjoyment.com. We have a very special welcome to Jake Weinman, our host, the person who makes this possible for us to come together and learn Torah every night of the week, and especially, well, why not also Monday night? And we want to give a special shout out to Mitch Green for his technical assistance, done with the utmost diligence and expertise and commitment to sheerenjoyment.com. Special thanks to you, Mitch. Thank you very, very much. And we also want to thank our sponsor. Tonight's sheer is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. We thank him for his sponsorship, and may the neshama have an aliyah. And again, a special thank you to our sponsor. Okay, tonight we are learning Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak begins with Balak hiring Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And Balak has to give him some incentive. So he starts off giving him and telling him he'll pay him, we'll give him some incentive, and he doesn't really agree right away. And then he says to him, "I will give you kavod." He knew that Bilam had a soft spot for honor, something which was very dear and near his heart. And it's not only a villain, I think this is something which many of us suffer from. Somehow you grease the wheels. Somehow you give a person some kavod, recognition, they feel good about themselves, and you convince them to do things that they wouldn't necessarily do. The pasuk says, "Ki chabed achabedcha me'od. I will give you great kavod. V'chol asher toimar elai e'aseh, whatever you tell me to do, I will do. And ulchon no kavoli e'asam hazeh." That was the incentive to give kavod. And eventually, Bilam gets up, he goes. Hashem gets upset at him that he goes. And the Malach stands on the road and prevents him from going three times. And eventually, the Osoin opens up its mouth and says to Bilam, "Vayomer, Malach Hashem." Let me read the pasuk over here. "Vater ha'Osoin es Malach Hashem, vatirbatz tachas Bilam." The donkey sees the Malach Hashem and was sent to prevent Bilam from going. And the donkey lies down on the road, and Bilam hits the donkey. And eventually, the donkey speaks, "Vatoimer ha'asoin ol Bilam haloi, anoichi asoin chasher chavto alai meoitcha adayom hazeh ha'asken ha'askanti la'asoyst lechad koi vayem eloi." And he sees something over here that is miraculous. The donkey spoke to Bilam. The donkey rebuked a human being. Rashi comments a little bit later on that this donkey was instantly killed. Why? Shelo yoimu, Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Gimel writes, "Shelo yoimu, zuhi shesoklo es Bilam betoichachto, shesilka es Bilam betoichachto." It silenced Bilam with rebuke. The lo yachol hashem, to the degree where Bilam was unable to respond, and it died. Hashem took the life of the donkey. Why? Shechas hamokoim al kovod habrios. It's not proper that a donkey should speak to a human being and give a human being rebuke. And Hashem did not want to preserve the life of the donkey. The donkey would go out and they would put the donkey in the museum, and people would look at the donkey, and they would communicate with the donkey, and they would ask the donkey, "Is it really true that you gave Musar to Bilam?" And because Hashem did not want this spectacle to go out that a donkey gave Musar to a human being, Hashem took the life of the donkey. Now let's understand something. If this donkey would have been kept alive, it would have been an incredible Kiddush Hashem. It would have been a monumental event. that a donkey gave Musar to a human being? And what was it about? To which human being did he give Musar to? To a person who wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. And this, it would be revealed to the world. You cannot curse Klal Yisrael. This is unacceptable. This is a terrible sin. Klal Yisrael, they are the Am HaNifchar. But Hashem was moichel on the Kiddush Shem Shamayim that would have resulted in preserving the life of the donkey, and the world would, through the donkey, appreciate the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Hashem prevented all of this from happening. Hashem gave up all of this from happening because of the kavod of Bilam. It's not proper for an animal to give Musar to a human being, despite Bilam's evil intention to bring harm, to bring suffering, to bring b'zionis upon Klal Yisrael. Still, Bilam, relative to the donkey, is a human being. Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Chavod HaBriyos. Chavod HaBriyos is so important that even Bilam, who is a detestable human being, would go to such lengths to curse Klal Yisrael. Even he is not deserving of this spectacle where an animal puts him to disgrace. Later on in the parasha, after Bilam fails to curse Klal Yisrael, and in fact, after Bilam blesses Klal Yisrael four times, Balak says to Bilam, go home, you're going to go home empty-handed. I said I'm going to give you kavod, but there's nothing I can do. You did not provide any benefit for me. And what could I do for you? I hired you to curse Klal Yisrael. You did not provide any results. And therefore, v'yata b'rach l'cho el mikaymecha, run back to your place. Amarti kabed achabetcha, I said I would give you kavod. V'hinei, behold, Minoacha Hashem Yikavod, Hashem has prevented you from receiving kavod. We see over here two things about Bilam. He desperately wanted kavod. Desperate. This was very meaningful for him. Same Perkei Avos, Akina v'hataiva v'hakavod. He did not get kavod. He did not get the kavod that he wanted. But on the other hand, he is an example that the Torah gives of a person for whom Hashem killed the animal, killed the donkey, denied Klal Yisrael of the Kiddush Hashem, of realizing of there being an animal that spoke up in defense of Klal Yisrael because of Kavod, Kavod HaBriyos. So what does it mean then? That the Atob Hashem did give him covenant. Hashem took the life of the Osoim immediately after it gave Musar to Bilam for Kavod HaBriyos. So what does it mean in the Pasuk, Hashem withheld you from receiving covenant when Hashem, in truth, gave kavod to Bilam in the form of kavod habriyos? So we have to say there are two types of kavod. There is kavod, positive form of kavod, where you will receive honor, renown, where you will be name recognition. Everyone will speak about you. You will be the subject of conversation. That's one type of kavod, the positive type of kavod. But there's another type of kavod, and that is kavod of being spared from bizyonos. As we say in davening every day, shelo nevosh v'lo nikolein li'olam. We ask Hashem that we should not be put to shame. We should not commit averos, which will be a disgrace, and our shame will be exposed to the whole world. The type of covered that is a positive type of covered is a gift. You'll notice people, if you run after covered, there is a hashkocha pratis, that it is unattainable. Kavod will run away from you. But habareach min hakavod, if you run away from kavod, oh, that is a type of kavod which runs after you. It is something which hashkocha pratis. It is something which catches up with you, which you will eventually attain. Kavod is not something that a person can acquire. Kavod is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch. It's very sensitive. In the next world, Olam Shekula Kavod, it's a world where the reward in the next is Kavod. It is a very delicate matter. Person tries to receive Kavod, pays for Kavod, does different things for Kavod. Many, many times, it's not Kavod. It appears that it's Kavod, but people, when they view the honor, it's not for you. The only kavod in this world which a person can truly attain is to be spared from the zionis. It's within a person's power not to do averis. By refraining from doing averis, that is the true kavod in this world. So we have here a person in the Torah, Bilam. On the one hand, Bilam desperately wanted kavod. I'll give you enormous kavod. This is something which obviously he had a weakness to. It's a horrible needle. It's something which Bilam desperately wanted. In a way, he got it. Hashem gave him kavod. He got the kavod. For him, unique, one of a kind, Hashem had an opportunity to do a miracle, to allow the animal to live. The whole world would see the animal. They would be reminded of the miraculous event of how this person tried to curse Klal Yisrael, and he was prevented to reveal his disgrace, his lowliness, his horrible needless to curse Klal Yisrael. It would have been a very great honor for Klal Yisrael at his expense. Hashem gave him kavod in that Hashem slayed the animal. Hashem removed his bezionos. He wanted kavod. Hashem said, I'll give you kavod. I'll give you kavod habrios. I will give you the kavod. But the kavod that you really wanted, that you should be recognized as a individual who succeeded when no man has gone before to curse Klal Yisrael, on the positive level, that will be different. Bilam was a person of kavod, not the kavod, positive kavod. Hashem taught Bilam what kavod is, kavod habrios, to learn to do mitzvahs and Torah, not to do averos and not to be exposed for your bezionos. Every Rosh Chodesh, we are mispalo by Birchas HaChodesh for Chayim Shel Oisha Rekavod. What are we mispalo for? What exactly is the nature of this kavod? So I once discussed this before, that it's a kavod, a zeh mechubot ha-mechabed, but in light of what we're learning over here, we are mispalo for Chayim Shel Oisha Rekavod. We're really being mispalo for not to do averos. Chayim sheyesh v'mir shemayim yaschet. Chayim where we will not be put to shame. Our actions should not lead us to the shame of doing averos. That is true kavod. That is the only type of kavod that we can attain. We have b'chira to accomplish in this world. Honor of doing Hashem's will. The bechira of not sinning. not being nichshol in averus, not stumbling, that is the only true kavod that we can attain in this world. May we be zoicha, and indeed we should have chayim shel oisher v'chavod. We shall go in Hashem's ways and not be nichshol, and to that we will ultimately merit the ultimate kavod in olam haba, kavod which is comes in the form of giving kavod to Hashem. Thank you very much. Thank you.